This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient head, HEAD, first name Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, date of birth, May 1st, 1961, date of evaluation, March 8, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 60-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HVI. The patient is a 60-year-old male with history of cerebrovascular accident, period. He was hospitalized approximately 1 year ago with CVA, period. He stated that he developed balance instability and vertigo, period. He then underwent CT of the head, which was negative, period. However, MRI revealed a cerebellar stroke, period. The patient stated that he has residual weakness and dropped things occasionally, period. He stated that he can no longer dance as he previously could, period. In the interim, he had developed a work-related injury, which he stated occurred over a period of years, period. He reports pain in his right shoulder, period. He noted that pain at times is dull and other times sharp. It can wake him from sleep, period. The pain is improved / decreased with a leave and rest, period. It is worsened with any type of use, period. Typically, pain is 7/10. And is associated with decreased range of motion, period. As noted, the patient had been diagnosed with a work-related injury, period. It was felt that this was secondary to repetitive trauma, period. He was felt to have acromioclavicular joint arthrosis, period. MRI of the right shoulder completed on July 27, 2020, revealed supraspinatus tendinosus, comma type 2 acromion, and a severe change of the acromioclavicular joint with mild chondromalacia of the superior aspect of the humeral head, period. He had failed treatment, including bilateral carpal tunnel release and ulnar nerve decompression and multiple physical therapy sessions, period. He had undergone a corticosteroid injection without significant improvement, period. He had continued with tenderness to palpation on the right acromioclavicular joint, positive crossbody adduction, and positive O'Brien's test, period. The patient currently is scheduled for distal clavicle resection. Period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms. Period. He denies symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or palpitations. Period. The past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number CVA, Past surgical history, tonsillectomy, age 5. Medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams 1 BID, Vascepa 1 gram 2 tablets BID, atorvastatin 80 milligrams HS, clopidogrel 75 milligrams 1 daily, losartan 100 milligrams 1 daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams 1 daily, Jardiance 25 milligrams 1 daily, fenofibrate 145 milligrams daily, allergies, codeine results in shaking, Vicodin results in hypertension. He further reports allergies to morphine, period. The patient reportedly had taken Narco without complication, period. The family history, mother and father both had diabetes and CVA, father had renal failure, period. Social history, patient reports no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight gain, skin unremarkable, HEENT. He has impaired vision and wears glasses. Nose, he reports allergic type symptoms. Psychiatric, he has nervousness. Hematologic, he has easy bruising. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 109/73, comma pulse 95, comma respiratory rate 20, comma height 70 inches, weight 205.2 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrates tenderness to the palpation, period. There is decreased range of motion on abduction, period. The ECG, correction, data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 83 beats per minute with non-specific SD change and slightly leftward axis, period. The impression, this is a 60-year-old male with multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include diabetes, hypertension, family history, and age, period. He has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. His ECG is borderline, period. Patient has normal exercise tolerance, but this is limited by his prior history of CVA and some vertigo, period. He has had no symptoms of cardiac disease, i.e. chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. He has had no dysrhythmia, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. As such, he is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Michael Head.